Welcome home to your rested self. Welcome to your Yoga Nidra Made Easy reader listening tracks. This is audio track number 2. Settling deeper and easier. So, as you settle, maybe invite some of these inquiries to arise and support the settling processes. Maybe ask yourself, what can I do to let this resting body become even a teeny tiny bit more comfortable? How about the breath? Can I let it travel freely through the nostrils in its own sweet time? Can I notice how far into this body the breath travels on the inhalation? And how far out of the body it travels on the exhalation? And what about the places in between the in-breath and the out-breath? Can I notice these places too in the journeys of the breath? Is the breath still in these places or is it moving? How about welcoming these turning places in the breath? And how about the exhales? How do they feel? How about counting them? Maybe just noticing 9 easy out-breaths like this, counting down from 9 to 0 and knowing I can stop whenever I like, or I can repeat this process as often as I need to settle this body more deeply into rest. Counting the exhalations. And knowing as you count, there is really nothing more that I need to be doing right now. It is more than enough simply to be here, to be breathing and noticing the processes of settling. And what if stillness comes? How can I welcome that? I know that I can settle deeper into the restfulness it brings. But what if the desire for movement arises? It is likely to pass, but if it persists, now that will be because the body is calling for attention. So if I make the movement this resting body calls for, then stillness is more likely to return. And know that all movements of this body are welcome. Every wriggle or cough, every fidget or sneeze, any movements that may arise can be welcomed with kindness as a way to settle back into stillness. And then maybe as you start to get comfortable, you just encourage yourself with invitations and inquiries. Like, what happens now? Now that I've paused my previous activities, yeah. Now that I'm just lying down, preparing to welcome some stillness in this body, what do I notice? What is happening to these lungs, to this heart, and to the rest of this body now that it's stopped being vertical and it's become horizontal? What physical posture actually suits the needs of this resting body today? So, Is it more comfortable right now to rest with this spine on the surface beneath, or to turn, to rest along the side or on the belly? Or would it be easier just to recline propped up? Now, I give myself this time and space. I choose to be here and now. There is nowhere else I need to go right now. In this moment, I find myself to be in exactly the right place, at the right time, with all the right things, the right people, creatures, plants around me. Maybe I could inquire what support is actually available to me right now. Would I feel a bit more comfortable with a pillow or a cushion under the back of my head or knees or thighs? And shall I rest the palms of these hands upon the belly or the heart? Or rest them by the sides with the palms up or down? What feels easiest now? I can befriend myself in this moment. Whether or not it is easy to get comfortable, I simply take as much time as I need to get settled. And does it feel easy to close my eyes, or shall I simply let them rest? This is my practice of Yoga Nidra. And I cannot do it wrong because there's nothing to do. As I get a bit more settled now, I can use these invitations to settle deeper, to give away the weight of the body to the surface beneath. How about if I just notice now all those places where this body has contact with the surfaces upon which it's resting? How can I let more of the whole of this body be held by the surface beneath? Can I transfer the weight from this body to the surfaces beneath it? What happens to the resting body now if I let out a big sigh? How can the sound of that sigh and the feeling of this breath enable me to give the weight of the body down into the surface beneath? Through all the points where I can feel the meeting places between the body and the surface beneath. And if I sigh and give away the weight of the body with that awareness, does this body feel as if it has any more contact with the surface beneath than before? After this breath, are there any parts left feeling unsupported in this position, or shall I release another 3 exhalations? How about I let out another 3 exhalations, knowing I can repeat this process as often as I need to settle this body into rest? A sigh. The whole of this body is welcome to rest now. Every drop of blood and every cell are welcome to rest. And once the physical body is settled, could settle even more deeply by gently welcoming all sensory input. What are the furthest away sounds that I can hear? In the great circle of sound surrounding this body now, what is the quietest sound at the center? There'll always be sounds. Wherever and whenever resting happens, there will always be sounds. The sweeter the welcome for all the sounds that are present, the deeper the settling into the experience of Yoga Nidra. And this air that touches the skin of the eyelids, is it moving or still? How does this air feel now upon the cheeks and lips? What is the temperature of the air entering these nostrils, and is it different from the air leaving the nostrils? All temperatures and textures detectable on the whole of the skin are welcome. How can these eyes rest now in their sockets? What is visible right now through these closed or resting eyelids? All that can be seen behind these closed or resting eyes is welcome. Lights or colours or nothing at all. Lights or colours or nothing at all. And what needs to happen to this tongue so that it can rest quietly on the floor of the mouth? How much saliva is present inside the mouth now, and what can I taste? Is sweetness or bitterness present? Or sour taste? Anything salty or astringent? All these taste sensations that are detectable from the root to the tip of the tongue, I notice them all just here. And how is the breath moving in and out through these resting nostrils? What odours and aromas are present on the breath inside this nose? The whole of the weight of this body is welcomed and held by the earth beneath, the surface beneath. And just let the breath travel up and down the body all the way in and all the way up to the crown of the head and all the way down to the tips of the toes, from crown of head to toes, and from toes to the scalp, let the breath travel. Breath travelling all the way up to the very top of the head, and breath travelling all the way down and out to the tips of the toes and the soles of the feet, from the soles to the crown of the head. And then slightly touch, just lightly touch the tip of your right thumb to the tip of each finger in turn on the right hand. And very lightly touch the tip of the left finger to the tip of each finger in turn on the left hand. And count all the fingers. And tuck your thumbs into the palms of each hand, curling the fingers around the thumbs to make tight little fists. And then slowly uncurl all the fingers and the thumbs, stretching out both hands very wide, alternating between stretched out hands and tight little fists on both hands at the same time. And then make spirals with your tongue inside your mouth and lick your lips and yawn huge yawns with your jaws wide open, noisy as you like. And then screw up your lips and face into the middle of your face and alternate the screwed up face with a big stretchy yawns and massage and pinch your cheeks. And maybe place your hands over your ears and pinch the rim of each ear. Maybe fold the ear flaps over and back and tug gently the lobes of both ears. And then you could tap, rub, or scratch your scalp with your fingertips and maybe gently tug your hair. And open your eyes, turn your head, slowly look around the room and the space in all directions. And look at yourself and your surroundings and notice all the colours of your clothes and your covers and just like spot random stuff. Can I see three red things? Or three yellow things? Gradually externalizing and just finishing up the practice. Welcome back to your rested self. Your practice of yoga nidra is now complete. Well done for making time for your yoga nidra made easy read of audio resources. Thank you so very much for listening. Thank you for listening.